Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Black Trey, a.k.a. whatever your mama think I am. And I'm joined always by Big Jerv, Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, and Juju Gotti. What's up, fellas? So, Tom, Sarah, and Usher's Boondocks episode, Carl Jones,
yes,
comes out and explains that he was actually Tom. But it originally started as they're out to dinner and his ex-wife was upset that they did the R. Kelly episode, which is amazing fucking TV, by the way. Elite TV.
Man,
and elite. What was his wife really mad about? Was she a diehard R. Kelly fan? I'm trying to figure out why that really got her hot.
Bro, we have a lot of revisionist history, right? That Boondocks episode wasn't far off. I'm willing to bet his wife was probably 100% on the side. And I don't remember if I was or if I wasn't. I don't remember when I switched over. I just know I eventually did.
I was for sure still fucking with the aura at that time. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Was that step in the name of love and all that shit was happening at this point?
Remember this is a conversation that be happening in the Supreme Court. We're not qualified to be having this conversation because my heart tells me certain things. My mind's telling me yes, but my body, you feel me? I don't know. So pause. Bruh, this nigga is so fire. Like, all his old songs are so hard. Have you ever just fucked around and just didn't know R. Kelly was next on the shuffle or some shit? And then you would find yourself like, oh my God. And then you like, turn it off. The same shit with Michael Jackson, bro. Like, what you gonna do?
It's audio shame, man. Audio shame. And now that these apps are allowing people to see what you listen to.
Right.
Hey, for people to see what you're listening to now, it's shame travel to your household. So Carl Jones admits that. Well, he mentioned that the waiter was played by him, saying it wouldn't happen to me though, and it actually did happen to him. So for the cast of Bomb, if you were arguing with your girl and you're out at this nice dinner, you know, Carl Jones and his ex-wife were at Mr. Child's. Now, if you respectfully can be at whatever restaurant you are, she's upset with you and her biggest crush walks in and you can't see the vantage point behind you and she starts smiling. What would you do if your girl started to act like a groupie there? Would you allow her to continue to act like a groupie? Do you go home immediately?
Act like a groupie is putting a lot on. That's just like, we got to define what act like a groupie means.
So she doesn't introduce you as Juju, you're her husband or boyfriend. She leaves the table to just entertain said superstar.
Yeah.
And the food that you ordered and you spent your hard-earned money on isn't consumed.
And she don't come back to the table at all?
She actually signals you over to the table but introduces you as just your name.
Oh, damn. Okay. In that situation, me personally, I'm not gonna play a hate. Like, if Usher got a leg up or whoever we talking to, hey, bro, I'm Jew. You feel me? Yes, sir. Hey, I love you. Whatever. I'm finna get up out of here. You feel me? I'm gonna go ahead and call me an Uber. Shit, I'm gonna tell them folks to box the food up or whatever. Holler at me. Text me when you ready to come home or some shit. Or I go to the mall down a couple doors down. I make useful of my, like, I'm not gonna fuck it up. I'm not finna embarrass her in front of this man because I still got that in me. Because if it's worth this, then shit, let me not fuck it up, girl. Go ahead and do what you got to do. But it better make sense when we talk about it later. Because she might make it make sense. Oh, that nigga been trying to holler at me for this long. But he said, next time he seen me, he's going to give me $1.2 million. So I had to fake it. You feel me? Appreciate you. I love you, baby. Let's go. What you want to eat?
Jerv, how would you handle that situation?
Well, I didn't even think about the $1.2 million.
Well, nah.
I mean,
I don't know.
For her to be disrespecting me like that, it better be 1.2 on the goddamn line. That's all I'm saying. It better be some crazy shit on the other end of the conversation when you get home.
Yeah, like, it got, first of all, it depends on who your crush is, right? Like, your crush can't be like, your crush can't, I don't even know, dog.
That
like,
nigga said
it. Name the person.
Like, what if Rose walked by and she like...
So you allowing Rick Ross to just spit in your girl mouth?
Oh, hell no.
Nah, like... Hey, no, like,
she done that. She threw.
Yeah. She belongs to the streets.
Yeah, she don't need no boyfriend.
Yeah. Nah. Like... I feel like a lot of relationships, and you know, I'm not saying I would or I wouldn't, but you know, if I was this type of guy that said, hey, we, you know, who's our hall pass celeb, you know, I gotta you know, respectfully accept that your lucky motherfucking ass just had to like join, but you can't be disrespectful towards me.
Right.
Like, bro, like,
bro, you playing the hall pass?
I'm saying, like, you,
hey,
no, I'm, ho, first of all, I'm not taking nobody into my bedroom, brother. I said, if you are the hall pass individual,
that's what I'm saying.
Saying I'm not, but if I was a hall pass guy, I'm saying this is how I would do it.
Jerry, you do not have to reduce yourself to argue with. You see what's under his face right there? What name is under his face?
Black Jesus.
Nah, the other one.
The holiest one.
Don't let him steal your joy, brother. We with you.
Hey, but both of y'all not answer the question, bro. What are you doing in this situation? Don't put no 1.2 behind it. Don't do none of that. It's just the celeb, you and her. And probably I just the need entourage.
The celeb. We got the, I draw the line at Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Like, if he out and you just go crazy over Jonathan JTT, then all right, bro, you kind of
like it can't be like I don't know, like it can't be like Tommy from fucking, and that's my man, but it can't be like Tommy from fucking Power. Like, you're not about to, no, yeah, dog. But like, if it's
Ghost?
Usher, like,
but what if it's Ghost?
Bro, nah, no matter. Nah. See, that's
they got, this is first crazy. First of all, you gotta have a walk. Here you go. Matter of fact, boom. You gotta have a star on the Walk of Fame.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right? Okay. You got to have a star on the Walk of Fame.
I misunderstood the question.
Got to have a star on the Walk of Fame. If the person ain't got a star on the Walk of Fame, dog.
Look.
I mean, I'm still dipping, but my level of understanding is a lot different. If it's fucking Ghost, nah, fam. Nah, I can't do that, dog. Like, yo, it's cool. Nah, listen.
It's over?
Yeah, that like, I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm not, I ain't saying this. Yeah. Like, I feel like I got to figure this out. You know what I mean? It depends on the situation. I got to figure it out. I don't want to put no, it's definitely over. It's definitely not. Cause then I'm held to that standard. I ain't about to paint myself in a corner.
But what about a more realistic situation? Cause this is, I think we'll fuck niggas up too. Like, what if she don't go over there, but like he's sitting in her like field of view and like y'all having dinner and she like keep looking over there and like, smiling.
I can't be mad at that. Hey, I mean, I'm going to be annoyed. Hey, I can't be mad at that.
I come from the era where if she looked, then she took.
That's what I'm saying. You got to finish eating and get out of here.
We about to finish eating. She fanning out over a fucking, what you call it, dog? Because I'm damn sure going to be trying my hardest to make sure, like, counting how long I look at whoever the fuck behind. I got to be fair at some point in time, my nigga. Like, something got to be fair.
Bro, she not eating the food because she mad at you.
It's cool, bro. As soon as I'm done my shit, we out. I'm paying for my bill. Now, listen, I'm paying for the bill.
No, but this is the thing, Jerf. You pay for the bill, mm-hmm. and she doesn't leave.
Your scenario is wow.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Your scenario
so it goes
count.
Back to who it is,
no,
bro.
This ain't real.
It goes back scenario. To, no, I'm, Juju, I'll play the game. It go back to who it is. If the person got a star on the Walk of Fame,
bruh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different, but you know what I'm saying? The person don't got a star on the Walk of Fame. I just want the same respect if it's for me. I just ask for the same respect.
Maybe I watched the Mac too many times. Bruh. As soon as my girl gets up, and walk somewhere else to where another man is, the relationship has effectively ended. Like,
oh, whoa.
Hey, no, hey, yeah, 100%.
Jason,
bro.
So you leaving after that situation?
Yes, it's done, bro.
Nah,
like,
you with me.
Hold on, bro.
Time out. Let me get one in here.
Go ahead, Juju.
There's another man who can command that attention from you. Then,
y'all acting like she. Hold on, time out.
That's
she,
what I'm saying.
Am I missing something? Did she fuck this nigga or something? Like,
I'm sorry, I have strict.
Because I feel like. So hold up, like, because I feel boundaries. Like we in the club now.
Boundaries,
bro.
Like, I like.
Go ahead,
like,
Juju.
I don't care.
If it's Ernest P. World from Ernest Scared Stupid or the fucking man of all mans, whoever your man might be, biggest opinion, bruh, whoever it is, I'm gonna let you live your life. I'm gonna let you do your job because, hey, you might come over on the small chance that you come over here and make it make sense. I'm going to hold out my response until later on. Now, later on, if you don't make it make sense, I'm not finna make no big fuss about it. I'm not finna go crazy. I'm just finna put my Nikes in my suitcase and get the fuck on because that's disrespectful. You feel me?
I can't It's the thing. I can't handle embarrassment. I'm out. I'm gonna
tell you. She came home and told you she had 1.2. I'm about to ask you. She comes home to 1.2 or whatever, bro. Whatever, right? Like, comes home to, like, your kids now fucking college shit is now paid for and what, right? You wouldn't be. I'm not saying
she's the main feature. Now she got the main role in the next Fast and the Furious movie. She actually in it now because she played the game right quick for the nigga.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
I respect
here's
that.
Here's the thing, because I've been on this shit since a long time. I have again, Juju, you hit it on the nail.
Oh, this is the flex time.
No.
When you clear it out, let's clear it out.
I'm a mute.
Everybody mute up.
So listen. No, here's the thing. If my girl laughing at a nigga jokes too hard, you got it. I'm sliding, bro. Because at the end of the day, No, bro.
Nigga, I'm fucking hilarious, dog. Don't fault your girl because I'm out here cracking her the fuck up, dog. I'm funny as shit. No, you're not about to shame me, my nigga. I'm top five funny niggas. You know that don't.
My girl slap your knee, bro.
There we go.
I'll take all the cap.
There we go. Big cap is at it again, folks.
I think this is a good part of the show for now. Everybody needs to have hats on deck. You need to throw that screen with fucking Trey. Only for Trey, so we're not stealing the idea. We just do it specifically for Trey, nobody else.
AKA Big Cap. Hear me out, Jason. Come on, don't you know me more than anybody, bro. First of all,
you're taking it a step too far, Trey.
No, hear me out, bro. You not about to embarrass me.
That's embarrassing. You is laughing at my jokes.
No. I'm just putting it in a situation of like, no, you can laugh. Listen, it's one thing to laugh, but to be Drake in the to be Charlamagne in the Cardi B situation, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot because that shit ain't that funny.
Is it the touching? Yeah. Is it like the laugh and a touch? Like,
yes, oh, nigga. Yes.
Like that part.
I thought you meant if another nigga was hilarious.
What if he actually catch her with one? He might catch her with one. Like, oh, fuck, this nigga crazy.
You don't say it's over. Comedy shows at all.
No, I ain't. Nigga, that's what they do, bro. I'm talking about. But I'm just talking about over. That's what I was thinking. So if we out to dinner, it's not even an insecurity type thing. It's just kind of like, I'm looking at the respect level, right? And I'm thinking, this is the thing. I'm not saying don't talk to nobody, do all this other shit. Like, I'm secure about that shit. But there is a line where you're like, because you're not going to be doing it. Look at Lil Uzi situation, right? Vice versa. This nigga got a whole phone through at him.
That's a little more than a vice versa. But the thing
he was playing. And that might have been a rollout. He was playing, and that might have been a rollout. So I'm just saying.
That might have
been a rollout.
Think about this realistically. As a man,
a little rolloutish.
You feel me?
As a man, we can't even stare too long, bro. So the idea that we're comfortable enough to let your shorty go to a table with
you gotta get with a girl that understands that you might stare. Get with a girl that understands. Oh, he might go.
Bro. Or get one that looks with you.
Yeah, bro,
you could do.
See what I'm saying,
Juju. That should sound
player, my brother.
Dude, that's cool, bro. But this nigga's dealing with likes right now. Niggas sleeping on the couch because of a like. Like.
Oh yeah, I definitely got. I got early on in the game back in the day. I laughed at something. No, I just liked the picture. Yeah. And I got
what you like.
Damn. Yo, yo, just put me on real quick. Like, I just want to know what you liked about this picture. Cause like, I was trying, I was caught off guard, bro. Cause like, I was like, wait, what? Like, am I really in a matrix where like, it's a light? you're not joking with me. Like, you're mad.
So my scenario don't sound too crazy, my nigga. When you can't do, like, how can you be the disher but not the taker?
But bro, that's women, because women.
Nah, y'all think
this is. I think this is none of our business.
I like that.
Don't go to the profile. Don't have her go to the profile, and you've liked more than one picture.
So I'm gonna put myself out here, nigga. I'm gonna put myself out here, nigga, because I'm gonna just be the subject, nigga. I left a comment.
You could have left that comment 5 years ago, bro.
comment was way before I even met this person, and I still had to fucking deal with it. So yeah. I'm not moving no goalposts for nobody, bro.
I feel you, player.
You make that eye contact too long, go talk to that nigga. I'm fucking out. No,
I don't think the rest of the women you meet in the world should suffer because of the wardens you had to deal with prior to meeting them. The
fucking wardens.
You feel me? So I feel like just try to loosen up the reins whenever you meet that next special one. Because she coming. She on the way.
And they be chilling.
She going to hit you right with that one thing she thought right she was now. Cool with. You feel
Turn that volume up,
they,
y'all.
You said they listening right now.
Dog. Turn that volume up, y'all.
Big cap.
Yeah.
Ain't no cap in my rap if the record on.
Hey,
but
that's my dog. Man. Look, Trey a player for real. I just be trying to keep it cool. I be like, nah, don't say that. I don't tell him everything.
Listen, I'm an honest person, bro. I try to be as honest as I can, because one thing about them lies.
Right.
Yep. It's the internet era. It's niggas lying in the internet era where niggas could just hit Google. And that's a wrap, man. This has been an amazing episode. For Juju, for Jay Skills, for Big Jerv, I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Black Trey. Hopefully we get a mean back. Last time I checked, he was in the line at White Castle. So, until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.